我们上一节课看到以撒这个家庭啊，在他们年老的时候啊，产生了一些风波啊，让整个家庭陷入了不快乐、不幸福。
In the last session, we looked at Isaac's family. When both parents were getting old, the family met with a chaos, and that brought much unhappiness and tragedy to the family.
啊，这可以说是人生当中的一个很大的不幸。
This was such a misfortune to them in their lives.
啊，这本来都是可以避免的。
And all of these could have been avoided.
但是因为一点点的不留意，就让信心当中有怀疑。
But because they were not careful, they allow room for doubt.
啊，有时候问题本来就存在的，只是人没有去注意它。
Sometimes we are unaware or not careful enough to pay attention to the problems that exist.
我们请看创世纪二十五章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 25.
创世纪二十五章二十八节。
Genesis 25 verse 28。
以撒爱以扫，因为常吃他的野味；利百加却爱雅各。
And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebecca loved Jacob.
这家庭本来就有一个问题的存在。
Here is an inherent problem within this family.
但是这个做父母亲的他们却没有去正面，没有去正视这个问题的存在。
But the parents of the family did not deal with this problem.
那所以才会演变到啊，后来两个兄弟成为仇人，一个儿子必须要远离家庭。
That's why eventually the two sons became enemies, and one of them was driven from the family.
我们已经说过，一个事情的发生，它不是单一的原因，它通常会有几个原因。
As I've mentioned earlier, there are many things that happen not because of one particular reason, but because of many.
哦，那每一个原因其实都应该去被留意。
And we need to pay attention to every cause.
当时以撒跟利百加他们信心当中的怀疑，就带来他们生活当中的这种不诚实。
The doubts in the lives of Isaac and Rebecca made them dishonest.
所以我们这一堂来谈这个一个孤独的字眼，叫做诚实。
That's why I named this session such a lonely word, honesty.
其实诚实是在我们生活当中常常被提起的字眼。
Honesty is an often talked about word.
但是在事实上很少人在实行这个诚实。
But in reality, very few people are truly honest.
大家强调诚实，但是事实上生活里头不在意诚实。
Everyone talks about honesty, but very few people practice it.
有的话通常只是对别人要求诚实，但是并不对自己要求诚实。
And people tend to expect others to be honest, but not of themselves.
我们看到很多商品的广告啊，一些在漂亮的包装之下的商品充满着不诚实。
We look at all the commercials, advertisements, and packaging, and all of these cover up a sense of dishonesty.
人与人的相处里头充满着许多的不诚实。
In our dealings with other human beings, we are often dishonest.
比如说政府的官员对老百姓不诚实。
For example, government officials may be dishonest towards the people.
公司里头的主管对他的属下不诚实。
Managers may be dishonest towards their employees.
啊，这个同事跟同事之间不诚实。
Co-workers are not honest towards one another.
甚至在家庭里头，父母亲对儿女不诚实。
Even in the family, some parents are not honest to their children.
子女对父母不诚实。
And children are not honest to their parents.
啊，夫妻之间不诚实。
Husbands and wives are not honest.
哦，有一个这样简单的一个对话。
There's a simple conversation.
这个 A 对 B 说，你真的要知道真实吗？
B Person A says to person B, do you want to know true honesty?
这个 B 说是的，我要知道事实。
Person B says, yes, I want to know the truth.
这个 A 就回答说，我如果将真实告诉你，你没有办法去处理，去掌握这个事实。
Person A tells person B, if I told you the truth, you would not be able to handle the truth.
所以常常我们的生活就是我们骗人，人家骗我们。
So that's why our lives are often filled with lies.
有时候一个小小的谎言啊，我们觉得说可以省掉很多的麻烦。
Oftentimes, telling a simple, a little lie can seem to spare us a lot of headache.
哦，这好像是一个，这好像是事实啊，但是我们要去面，去面，去，去面对这一件事情。
This is a real issue, but we have to face it.
虽然圣经里头也有那种好像是说谎话 的事情啊，我们说所谓的白色的谎话。
In the Bible, we see examples of what we call white lies.
好像在耶稣雅记里头，那个喇合对要追赶探子的人说了谎话啊，说他们不在我这里，他们已经从哪一条路走了。
One example is in the story of Rahab. She told a lie. Those who were looking for the spies, telling them that they had already gone away when they were actually still in her house.
但是这是特殊的例子。
But this was a special case.
我们不能够用太多的这是所谓这是特别的情况而来误了我们自己的生活。
We cannot rule our lives with special cases.
我们人很容易去误用所谓的特别的例子。
We oftentimes misuse or abuse special circumstances.
其实常常是因为我们人我们人不愿意花时间来处理一些事实。
We do so because we want to avoid having to face reality.
这利百加他不愿意再花时间去跟以撒来商量他们要做的事情。
Rebecca did not bother to discuss with her husband first what he planned to do.
我们发现说为了这件事情他们夫妻 当中啊真的是有隔阂。
And over this matter, we can see how there was a distance between Rebecca and Isaac.
做丈夫的以撒他要做的事情很重要的事情他没有告诉他的太太。
Isaac did not first communicate with his wife what this very important matter he was about to do.
这个利百加是这个听到她的丈夫跟大儿子的对话，她是听这样听来的。
And Rebecca had to overhear her husband's conversation with her son to find out what he planned to do.
一个正常的夫妻，丈夫要做的这么重要的事情，他是不是应该？让太太知道。
In a healthy marriage, what the husband plans to do should be known to the should be made known to the wife first.
但是这个在这里我们看到丈夫要做的事情，他没有跟太太讲。
But in Isaac's story, we see that Isaac did not do that.
那这个做太太的，他知道丈夫要做的事情不对，他是应该也可以去跟丈夫来商量，来建议丈夫。
And when the wife, Rebecca, found out that what her husband was going to do was not right, she should have approached him directly to talk to him about it.
这个我们看到这做太太的是背地里头来做反对丈夫的事情。
But instead, she secretly planned against her husband.
我们就可以看到说这还事情还没有真的发生之前，这整个家庭就已经是很紧张。
So even before the tragedy, we could see the tension in the family.
因为这种信心的不足，这种怀疑，结果就带来彼此之间的不诚实。
Their lack of faith and their doubts resulted in dishonesty.
那所以我们可以看到说，为什么我们常常要求主耶稣加添我们信心。
And here we can see why it's so important to always ask Jesus to increase our faith.
这不但影响到我们的信仰，这甚至影响到我们日常的生活。
because this affects not only our religious lives but also our daily lives.
结果我们从圣经知道说，利百加跟雅各啊，他们用不诚实的手段来得到了所谓长子的祝福。
And as we know, Rebecca and Jacob eventually deceived Isaac and received blessings by trickery.
好像说这个不诚实来成全了神的事情。
It seems as if through their dishonesty, they brought about the fulfillment of God's promise.
看起来好像他们的不诚实真的成功了。
It seems as if dishonesty worked for them.
我们请看创世纪二十七章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 27.
二十七章三十节。
Genesis chapter 27 verse 30.
以撒为雅各祝福已毕，雅各从父亲那里才出来，他哥哥以扫正打猎回来。
Now it happened as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting.
哇，看起来这个是很顺利，很成功。
Seemed like a perfect timing and a very smooth execution of plan.
其实并不是这样子。
But that wasn't really the case.
二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
雅各就挨近他父亲以撒，以撒摸着他说，声音是雅各的声音，手却是以扫的手。
So Jacob went near to Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau."
这个不诚实的事情，无论人再怎么的去遮掩，一定会有破洞。
No matter how you try to cover up something, you will eventually leave room for exposure.
他们的计划应该是非常的详细。
Their plan of action was very laid out in great detail.
但是啊，这个以撒他虽然眼睛昏花，但是他耳朵还可以听得出来，这声音不是长子的声音，这声音是小儿子的声音。
Although Isaac's hearing was failing, Isaac's eyes were failing. He could still hear that it was Jacob's voice.
所以其实不是他们的不诚实成功了。
So what happened wasn't that their dishonesty worked.
我们只能够说神的计划人没有办法去改变。
We can simply say that man cannot frustrate God's plan.
为什么这个诚实是这么的不好？
Why was this,
不诚实是那么的不好。
Why is dishonesty so bad?
在约翰福音第八章这个主耶稣在论到当时的犹太人。
In John chapter 8, Jesus spoke to the Jews of his time.
他说到这个不诚实的人，他们的父亲就是撒旦，就是魔鬼。
Jesus said, Satan is the father of liars.
这撒旦从一开始就是说谎话的。
Because Satan was a liar from the beginning.
所以我们的生活诚实或者不诚实，这个成为神喜悦我们或不喜悦我们的一个主要的原因。
So whether we are honest in our lives can determine whether we have God's favor.
我们请看箴言十一章第一节。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 11 verse 1.
箴言十一章第一节。
Proverbs chapter 11 verse 1.
第一节，诡诈的天平为主所憎恶，公平的砝码为他所喜悦。
Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight.
这里说得很清楚，神所喜悦的是诚实。
The Lord delights in honesty.
所以诚实是我们基督徒一个最重要的美德之一。
Honesty is one of the characters or virtues of a Christian.
而他的威胁，不诚实总是存在。
And dishonesty often threatens honesty.
为什么我们一个基督徒一定要在生活当中来努力过着诚实的生活？
Why is it so important for every Christian to strive to be honest in our lives?
因为神是信实的神。
Because God is a faithful God.
神的道理也是诚实的道理。
And his words are true.
在最起初，神他很清楚的向人类的始祖亚当跟夏娃来说明他的要求。
In the very beginning, God made His requirements of Adam and Eve very clear to them.
他也很诚实的、真实的告诉他们会有什么。你们如果没有遵守会有什么后果
And he told them very plainly the consequence of disobeying God.
那我们看到记载着这个撒旦借着蛇来就近夏娃
But Satan tried to lure Eve through the serpent.
我们看到这个蛇跟夏娃所讲的话里头呢就是讲得不清不楚充满着欺骗
And we can see that the serpent'sWords were very crooked and were very vague.
所以神给我神对我们人啊，他都一向都是很信实、很诚实的。
God is always very straightforward and honest with his dealings with men.
那今天我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
我们能够在生活当中是不诚实吗
？Can we afford to be dishonest in our lives?
当然不可以啊
Of course not.
那我们请看一下马太福音。
Please turn to Matthew.
马太福音五章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 37.
马太福音五章三十七节。
Matthew 5:37.
主耶稣说你们的话是就说是不是就说不是再多说就是出于那恶者
But let your yes be yes and your no, no For whatever is more than these is from the evil one
这里主耶稣也是很严厉的讲不诚实就是出于那恶者
The Lord says very sternly that any dishonesty is from the evil one
那我们最容易表现出来的不诚实呢常常就是在我们的言语上面
And oftentimes, dishonesty happens in our words.
因为我们言语的不诚实，就带来了我们行为的不诚实。
When we are dishonest in what we say, we will become dishonest in what we do.
就让我们不得神的喜悦。
And as a result, God becomes displeased.
所以我们要追求诚实，我们先从说诚实的话开始。
So to lead an honest life, let us start by speaking honest words.
我们如何帮助自己来说诚实的话
？How can we help ourselves to speak honest words?
请看以弗所书第四章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章十五节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15.
唯有凭爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于严守基督。
But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ.
这里告诉我们要讲诚实话，而且是带着爱心。
Paul exhorts us to speak in the truth with love.
所以这就是一个很重要的原则，凭着爱心。来说诚实话。
This is a very important principle to always speak the truth out of love.
利百加她如果爱孩子、爱丈夫，她应该凭着爱心来说诚实话。
If Rebecca truly loved her children and her husband, she would have spoken to them in truth.
她或许已经跟以撒。谈过好几次这一个话题
She might have brought up the subject with Isaac many times
纵然以撒或许是非常的固执
Perhaps Isaac had been very stubborn
但是因为爱啊他应该在这最紧要的关头啊他应该再去试试看
But if she truly loved her husband she should have gave it another try
并不是在我喜欢小儿子，你喜欢大儿子的这个事情上面，在那边争执。
She should not have exacerbated the tension by the tension between herself and the younger son and her husband and the older son.
所谓的爱心，就是常常把我们都带到神那里。
True love should bring all of everyone to God.
哦，他应该再一次的去提到当初神所给他们的这个信息。
Rebecca could have reminded her husband of the original promise God gave them.
我们常常就是只是在眼前在那边处理，在那边争执。
Oftentimes we fight over the problems that we are facing.
我们没有把很多的事情跟神连接在一起。
And we forget to connect our problems to God.
所以我们的问题还是问题。
So our problems persist.
我们如果能够将事情跟神跟信仰连接在一起，常常很多事情就容易解决了。
But if we're always able to bring God into the picture, many problems can be solved.
本来这个家庭是一个拜神的家庭，有信仰的家庭。
Isaac's family was a worshipper, was a family of worshippers of God.
本来他们应该是很容易的就把很多的事情就跟神连接在一起才对。
So it would have been very easy for them to bring God into the picture.
但是这个利百加他已经没有用这个爱心来去讲这个诚实话。
But Rebecca did not choose to speak the truth in love.
那今天我们在生活当中，我们要努力的去以爱心说诚实话。
In our lives, we need to make every effort to speak the truth in love.
所谓这个爱心就是我们不去伤害到自己，也不去伤害到别人。
Love means not harming anyone, including ourselves.
我们也去很留意别人的感受。
Love also means being sensitive to other people's feelings.
但是在这个爱里头，我们并不减低诚实的必要。
However, love should not conflict with speaking the truth.
所以这个需要神给我们智慧，神给我们勇气。
So we need the wisdom from God to know what to do.
因为我们所看得到的常常是诚实可能会让我们先遇到苦。
Oftentimes we're afraid to speak the truth because we want to avoid suffering.
当你讲诚实话的时候，对人讲诚实话的时候，你总是很会需要在意对方的反应。
When you try to speak the truth to someone, you also need to care about the other person's feeling.
你可能会想象得到对方会怎样的排斥你。
Because you can anticipate how the other person will react in a negative way.
但是我们如果不说诚实话，常常问题就仍然存在。
But on the other hand, if you don't speak the truth, the problem will still remain.
讲诚实话虽然会遇到一些苦，但是事情会解决。
Yes, the truth may hurt, but it will solve the problem.
我们请参考列王记下撒母耳记下十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母耳记下十二章第一节。
Second Samuel chapter 12 verse 1。
第一节，主差遣拿单去见大卫。拿单到了大卫那里，对他说：“在一座城有两个人。”
Then the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and said to him, "There were two men in one city."
拿单要去对大卫讲诚实话。
Nathan's mission was to speak the truth to David.
因为大卫犯了大错，大卫得罪了神。
Because David has sinned greatly against God.
当时大卫是以色列的国王。
David was the king of Israel.
当时知道事情的人没有很多人知道。
And very few people knew the truth.
也没有人愿意去把事实讲出来。
And none involved wanted to reveal the truth.
神要这个拿单到大卫那里。
But God sent Nathan to go to David.
那我们可以看到拿单这个例子，他真的是用爱心来说诚实话。
And from the example of Nathan, we can see how he spoke the truth in love.
他不是很轻轻的来讲这个大卫的错误。
He did not try to cover up, or he did not try to mince words.
但是他有一个很重要的目的。
He had a very important purpose.
就是希望大卫他能够来承认 他自己的错误。
And that was for David to admit his mistake.
哦，这先知他是希望能够救大卫。
The intention of the prophet was to save David.
他的出发点是他希望能够帮助国王。
His motivation was to help the king.
所以他可以先去感受到说讲诚实话，这个大卫他会有怎样的反应。
So he anticipated how David would react if he told him the truth.
做错事情的人总是一意的想要遮盖自己的错误。
The guilty person always tries to cover up.
一个越是遮盖自己的错误，就会越是活在错误里头。
And the more he covers up, the more he remains in his mistake.
唯有承认自己的错误，才能够有新的生活，对的生活。
Only when a person admits his wrongdoing will he begin to have a new life.
所以这个拿单他是很用心的来说诚实话。
Nathan chose his words very carefully when he spoke the truth.
所以他先对大卫讲了一个故事。
So he started out by telling him a story.
再看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
拿单对大卫说：“你就是那人。”主以色列的神啊，如此说。
Then Nathan said to David, "You are the man." Thus says the Lord God of Israel.
这个大卫他说，你所讲的那一个人，是罪大恶极，是应该死。
David's response to Nathan's story was that man, you are telling me about is so evil, he deserves to die.
第七节，拿单就很诚实的对大卫说。你就是那一个人。
Then at that point, Nathan told David plainly, "You are that man."
所以这个拿单对大卫啊，他一点都没有放松的。
Nathan did not let David go so easily.
只是他是真的是凭着爱心，以爱心为出发。
But all this time, he was motivated by love.
我们请再看十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
大卫对拿单说：“我得罪神了。”拿单说：“神已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。”
So David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said to David, "The Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die."
这就是拿单所想要的，这也是神所要的。
This was what Nathan wanted to hear, and this was what God wanted to hear.
所以用爱心说诚实话，这个不是我们这样说我们就做得到。
So speaking the truth in love is not as easily done as we may say it is.
我们真的是要很在意的，很努力的，很用心的，我们才做得到。
We need to make the effort and pay close attention to what we say in order to speak the truth in love.
去考虑到时间，考虑到地点。
You need to consider the time and the place.
考虑到我们所要用的这个用词。
You need to consider what words to use.
这些都考虑了。为什么去考虑这些？因为爱。
Why bother to consider all of these factors? Because you want to speak the truth in love.
这个拿单是奉神差遣他去的。
Nathan had been sent by God.
所以他大可以遇到大卫就开始诚实的说出大卫的这些错误来。
So he had the option of simply telling David that he had sinned.
这样他可能没有办法帮助大卫。
But if he had done that, he probably would not have helped David.
我们如果讲诚实话，我们不但得到神的喜悦，我们人与人之间的相处其实也会变得更加的容易。
If we're able to speak the truth to one another, not only will we please God, it will also improve our relationship among one another.
我们有时候人的生活会变得很紧张，常常就是因为充满着很多的欺骗、不诚实。
Oftentimes our lives are filled with conflict and tension because we are dishonest.
我们看雅各要做那个欺骗的事情之前，
Before Jacob deceived his father,
他已经心里已经不平安了。
He was already feeling very, he was not at ease in his heart.
他已经害怕这个欺骗不会成功。
He was afraid that the plan may fail.
他已经害怕，他没有得到父亲的祝福，反而得到父亲的咒诅。
He was afraid to be cursed rather than to be blessed.
他已经开始在害怕父亲。
He was afraid of his father.
相信他也在害怕哥哥，如果知道了话会怎样。
And I'm sure he was afraid what would happen if his brother found out.
哦，所以这个不诚实啊，只是给我们一时的这一种。满足其实带来的是更大的痛苦，更多的不平安。
So dishonesty may help us for a little while, but actually it brings so much more suffering and problems.
我们总是要跟人一起生活。
Because we always have to live among other people.
哦，我们为什么要这样生活的充满着紧张呢？
Then why choose to live with this kind of suffering?
请看列王记下十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 12.
列王记下十二章十五节。
2 Kings chapter 12 verse 15.
且将银子交给办事的人。转交做工的人，不与他们算账，因为他们办事诚实。
Moreover, they did not require an account from the men into whose hand they delivered the money to be paid to workmen, for they dealt faithfully.
这里讲到说，他们不用把这个斤斤计较的一点一画的都要记载下来，因为大家。相处都是很诚实。
They didn't have to audit their accounts because these people were honest.
所以真的，如果大家都诚实的话，我们的生活是真的是更容易啊。
If everyone lives honestly with one another, then our lives would be so much simpler.
但是我们是生活在一个充满着不诚实的大环境、大社会里头。
But unfortunately, we do live in a very society or an environment of dishonesty.
但是至少我们的家庭教会里头我们可以做得到。
But at the very least, in our families, in our church, we need to be honest.
至少在家里头我们可以过得大家都是诚实过日子，过得非常的容易。
In our homes, we should be able to always live honestly with one another.
在教会里头我们可以过着这一种这么容易的生活。
And we should be able to enjoy this kind of simple life in the church.
这是一种神所要给我们的福气。
And this is a blessing God wants to give us.
因为我们的神本来他就是诚实真实的神。
For God himself is true and faithful.
我们是他的儿女，所以我们也应该是诚实的儿女。
We as his children likewise should be honest.
诚实的最大的敌人不诚实，他总是环绕在我们的生活当中。
The greatest enemy of honesty, dishonesty, is always around us.
让我们从圣经里头来找出一些原则来帮助我们真的能够将诚实把它实践出来。
Let's look at the Bible to find some practical help to so that we can truly live an honest life.
第一个，我们的弱点，我们是很习惯于选择性的来说诚实话。
First of all, one human weakness is that we selectively speak words of truth.
我们诚实吗？大部分的时候我都诚实的。
When we are asked if we are honest, we would say we are honest most of the time.
意思就是我是选择性的来说诚实话。
In other words, we speak honest words selectively.
因为有时候稍微不诚实好像就省掉了很多的麻烦。
Because sometimes dishonesty seems to spare a lot of trouble.
所以我们需要神赐给我们勇气随时都讲诚实话。
Therefore, we need to ask God for the courage to be honest all the time.
在每一个层面上我们都讲诚实话。
In every aspect of our lives, let us be honest.
这个可不可以达到呢？
Is this doable?
是可以的。
Yes, it's doable.
如果有古圣徒这样做到，相信我们今天的圣徒也可以做到。
If the believers in the Bible were able to do it, I'm sure we can do it too.
请看使徒行传二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章二十节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 20.
二十节，你们也知道，凡与你们有益的，我没有一样避讳不说的，或在众人面前，或在个人家里，我都教导你们。
How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house.
有人说哪一种人最不容易讲诚实话？
Who have the most difficult time telling the truth?
其中的一种人呢，就是教会的传道。
One of them are the preachers.
因为传道常常知道很多的很多的事情。
Preachers often know a lot of personal things.
因为传道跟弟兄姐妹的接触的机会通常比较多。
And they have a wider contact with the members.
传道容易听到弟兄姐妹的一些心里的话或者是这个听到一些从弟兄姐妹来的事情。
And they often hear personal things from the members.
所以难怪有人会说最不容易讲诚实话的人之一是传道人。
That's why some people believe that it's a great challenge for preachers to be honest.
真的，有时候你不想要惹麻烦，讲一点不诚实的话。
Sometimes just to avoid a lot of trouble, you are tempted to be dishonest.
但是我们看到在这里保罗他是一个传道人，但是他做到了说诚实的话。
Paul himself was a preacher, yet he was able to be honest all the time.
他是出于爱心的。
And he was honest because he had love.
他说对你们有益处。
He said everything that was beneficial.
他是很用心的。
He put all his heart into doing what is right.
所以他有时候是在众人面前，有时候是在个人的家里。
So whether in public or from house to house.
这是出于爱心，他有仔细的去想，我应该怎么来说这个诚实话。
He always spoke the truth out of love.
我们要常常提醒自己，神所喜悦的是讲诚实话。
So we always have to remind ourselves that God delights in honesty.
这个诚实才是主的道路。
And the way of honesty is the way of God.
诚实才是让我们蒙受福气的道路。
And honesty is the way to receiving blessings from God.
我们总希望不断的得着神的祝福。
And it is our hope and goal to always receive God's blessing.
所以我们一定要努力的去走这一条诚实的道路。
So we need to make every effort to walk in honesty.
请看《生命记》二十五章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 25.
生命记二十五章十五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 25 verse 15.
当用对准公平的砝码，公平的升斗，这样在主你神所赐你的地上，你的日子就可以长久。
You shall have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure, that your days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
这里讲到所用的器具也是要诚实的。
Even the tools we use need to be just and honest.
所以诚实是在我们生活当中的每一个层面。
So honesty pervades every aspect of our life.
在我们的家庭生活里头。
In our family life.
在我们教会生活里头。
In our church life.
在学校的生活里头。
At school,
在我们的工作里头
on our jobs,
在我们的事业里头
in our career,
在每一个层面里头神都要我们是诚实的
in every aspect, facet of our lives, God wants us to be honest.
我们如果能够这样我们生活的每一个层面都是被神所祝福的
If we are able to be honest in every aspect, then God will bless us in every aspect of our lives.
所以我们要仔细的去想一想，在哪些事情上面我容易不诚实。
So let's think carefully. Which areas are we? Do we tend to be dishonest?
因为我已经说过，我们总是选择性的来说诚实话而已。
Because as I've mentioned, human beings tend to be truthful only selectively.
那些我们选择不讲诚实话的，那个就是我们要仔细的把它拿出来。 仔细的去处理 这个不诚实。
So since that's a human weakness, we need to carefully root out any sign of dishonesty in our lives.
我们能够骗得了别人，我们没有办法骗过自己。
We can deceive others, but we cannot deceive ourselves.
这个不诚实不但在神面前，也一直会留在我们的生活里头。
Dishonesty is always visible to God, and it will remain in our lives.
我们看雅各，他欺骗了哥哥。
Jacob deceived his brother.
结果过了二十几年，当他要见哥哥的时候，那个亏欠还在。
That's why even after 20 some years, when he finally reunite with his brother, he still felt guilty about that first lie.
他如果不走在神的，走在神的，跑到神的前头去，他不会有这个这么长时间的这种痛苦。
Had he not run ahead of God, he would have avoided so many years of suffering.
那我们也要在我们生活当中啊，每隔一段时间，我们自己稍微反省一下，有没有一些不诚实的事情在我们生活里头。
And periodically, we need to examine ourselves to see if we have been dishonest in any way.
我们应该在神面前承认。我们应该请求别人的原谅。
We need to ask God for forgiveness, and also ask others to forgive us.
这种重担还是可以来拿掉的。
This kind of burden that comes from dishonesty can be lifted.
不诚实是生活当中一个很大的重担。
Dishonesty can weigh us down like a huge burden.
我们不需要去背这种不需要背的担子。
This kind of burden is unnecessary.
再提到我们如何用爱心讲诚实话。
Coming back to how to speak the truth in love.
我们在必要的时候啊，我们可以跟另外的比较可靠的人，我们先商量，然后再讲。
Sometimes, if the circumstances call for it, we can first consult with someone we trust before we speak the truth to the person that needs to hear it.
在很多的时候，我们真的是需要也在这一方面互相来勉励，互相来帮助。
And this is how we can encourage and help one another.
我们请参考马太福音十八章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 and 16.
倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄；他若不听你，你就另外带一两个人同去，凭两三个人的口作见证，句句都定准。
Moreover, if your brother sins against you, and go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established.
这个就是为了要得着我们的弟兄。
The goal here is to win back our brother.
那这个可以单独去就单独去。
If all it takes is doing so alone with him, then do that.
那十六节说，甚至我们可以找一两个人。
And verse 16 tells us that if necessary, we can look for two or more.
目的就是讲诚实话，要得着我们的弟兄。
Sorry, one or two more. And the purpose is to speak the truth in order to gain our brother.
所以我们诚实一定能够胜过隐瞒。
So honesty always will always prevail over dishonesty.
有人说诚实就是我们生活当中智慧的第一章。
Some people say that honesty is the first chapter in the book of wisdom.
能够过着诚实的生活，这就是一个有智慧的生活。
If a person is able to live an honest life, then he will live a wise life.
有智慧的生活就带来美好的生活。
And a life of wisdom will lead to a good and beautiful life.
啊，愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May our Lord Jesus Christ help us.
啊，让我们都能够让这个诚实在我们的生活当中，它不是孤单的字眼。
So that honesty will no longer be a lonely word in our lives.
我们现在一起来跪下祷告，啊，感谢主耶稣上午的给我们的这个机会。
Let's now kneel down and pray together, and let us give thanks to God for guiding us in the morning services.
求他加添我们信心爱心。
May He increase our faith and our love.